Well, I want to dedicate this show, in addition to all of you who are our supporters and listeners, I also want to play you a little bit of music, dedicate the show to the people of Tunisia, who started the whole Arab Spring and were doing very well until just a couple of days ago. I have several albums from Tunisia. One of them I'm going to play on my folk show because I want to be able to give you some more information. The Emil Matlouti from January 2012 tells us, "The story of my Tunisia, the story of the dark years, is seen through my eyes, through my experience as a student, a young rebel and dissenter, through my years of artistic and ideological struggle, and through my immigrant tears, my suffering, and my love of freedom. I dedicate this album to all those who gave their lives so that one day Tunisia might be free. The road is long, but every day a new sun rises and new hopes emerge, and we are these hopes." So I'm going to dedicate this show to all people who truly love and still need freedom. And that probably includes most of us. Thanks for being here, folks. 503-325-0010, 1-800-518-0010. While we hear this powerful music from Tunisia, I also want to wish many people in Persia and the Kurdish people Aida Shoma Mubarak, which means Happy New Year, because indeed today and tomorrow are the Persian New Year, which is celebrated by many peoples. Switch. I'm going to go to some music by Jean Sibelius, and many of you are already aware of what's going on this Sunday, but I have Leanna Riker here to tell us. Let's hear a little music from Sibelius, and then we'll find out what's going on.
Thank you.
Well, Leana Riker, welcome to Coast Community Radio.
Well, thank you.
I'm delighted to have you here. And this music, which you can't even hear, but it's playing right behind you. And let's see. We are listening to Romance in C Major for String Orchestra, Cello and Piano. Why?
Well, this coming Sunday, when we have Astoria Music Festival is presenting an all Sibelius concert, and it is the performers are Finnish musicians, Rosa Marie Teppo, a pianist who is the great-granddaughter of Jean Sibelius, the composer.
That's fabulous.
And Jussi Makkonen, the cellist. And they will play this piece as part of that concert.
Oh, great. So how did this happen? Where do these folks live?
Well, Jussi Makkonen, of course, still lives in Finland. And Rosa-Marie Teppo did live in Finland all, most of her life. But she's now actually in the United States, because she's studying with a very famous piano pedagogue, Vladimir Viardo. And that is why she came to the United States. And she's actually working on her thesis on the music of her
great-grandfather,
wow. Sibelius.
How fantastic. Do you have any idea whether their whole family remained in the music business? I mean, she's a great-granddaughter, so that's a couple of generations.
There are some musicians in the Sibelius family. I don't think that any of them are as well-known at the moment as she is in the performing world. And it is interesting also, I should mention that Jussi Makkonen, the cellist, comes from an extremely musical family. All his siblings are professional musicians. And two of the pieces on the program on Sunday were arranged by Matti Makkonen, who is his brother, another composer.
And also in Finland.
Also in Finland, yes. Now, and they both went, all of them went through the very famous Sibelius Academy, which is the music school in Finland and has produced a lot of performing musicians as well as excellent conductors.
So I'm presuming that's in Helsinki.
Yes, it is in Helsinki.
Okay. I just want, for full disclosure to our audience, the reason that Leana can say these names so beautifully, you'll notice I didn't even try, although their music, the way you say them, they're musical, is because she herself is from Finland. And how long have you been in this country, though? A long time.
Well, 50 years.
Oh, okay.
No wonder. So my Finnish is getting a little rusty.
Well, I don't think so, because you still, not only do you speak Finnish, you also cook Finnish and write up recipes for the Kalevala, so it's quite a thing. Okay, so this is this Sunday at the Liberty Theater at 3 p.m. It's presented by the Astoria Music Festival. Who's supporting it, though?
Well, the Finlandia Foundation National, which is a national organization of Finns and Friends of Finland, is sponsoring these concerts by these two musicians. And this particular couple of weeks, they have been in the Pacific Northwest, in Seattle and Portland. And when I found out that they were that close, I said, oh, could we fit in one more concert in Astoria? A town where there are so many Finns.
Absolutely. Little Finland,
Finns,
after
Little
all.
Finland, yes. Yeah. So I wrote to them, and actually they gave us a grant to support this concert.
Wonderful.
And then that's how it got started. And of course, being also myself, being a member of Finnish Brotherhood, we wanted to get them involved also. And they are they are right now and the whole week, they've been making some really nice Finnish treats for the reception.
So if you come to this concert, and this is for everyone at 3 o'clock on Sunday, afterwards there will be a reception for everyone. Is that right?
Everyone is invited to come and taste some of the Finnish treats.
And I can guarantee you I've eaten some of Leana's as well.
I did a little baking.
Except for the lutefisk that
Of that there today.
That was I tried it last time at the dinner, and I understood then why what everybody has always said is true. So, but other than that, everything has been wonderful. So, okay, so the music of Sibelius, what are we going to hear? And what his most famous piece that I think anybody who has, I don't think you even need to know classical music to know Finlandia, right?
Finlandia is probably the most popular piece by Sibelius. And one of the reasons why the Finns love it so much is because it was composed during the period when the Finnish national, you know, the Finns were under Russia.
Yes.
They were Grand Duchy of Russia during the time when Sibelius was born and when he was a young man until 1917. Mm-hmm. And those were the years when he composed most of his music. The last pieces were really major pieces were composed in the 20s. And he and some other artists were influential in promoting the national identity of Finland. And they worked towards the idea of gaining an independence. And Finlandia really has that feel in it. It also has the feel of another inspiration to Sibelius, and that is the nature of Finland.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, then it works out in many ways for it to be performed here. But there's a whole program, and I have to say, Leena just brought the program in, too. It's beautiful. You did a gorgeous job on this. And again, this is part of the Astoria Music Festival. It's, you know, we're revving up for the summer festival.
Yes, and it's kind of like a prelude.
Yeah.
The three concerts that we had in March, mm-hmm. the 8th, the 15th, and the 22nd,
right. and
are kind of a prelude to next summer's festival, which runs from June 13th to the 28th.
Right. And I happen to have in my hand, right here, a special gift from the Astoria Music Festival. We didn't know Leena was going to be coming in when they gave us this gift. But this is a gift of four concerts for two people. That would be eight tickets, which is a value of $220. And we're asking you for a $300 pledge to take this away and making your donation to Coast Community Radio, which of course is tax deductible, and going to the Astoria Music Festival in June, as well as the concert on Sunday, which is separate. That one you just have to go to the door at the Liberty Theater, probably.
It's only $15.
Yeah. Okay.
Very low price.
Yeah. We don't give prices on this show, but that's okay.
Well, I can do it.
You did,
can I?
So, yes. And not only that, but Leena gave an extremely generous renewal. So I want to thank you right here on the air. And she is not a new member, so she's not going to get that massage that she could give to me. But she may get anybody who calls in today with a pledge or walks in or does it online, gets entered in a drawing for a beautiful desk light from Hi Hi Lights. If you haven't heard of them yet, you will. And actually, tomorrow, they are having a papermaking class at their barn, and you can take the class as well. But anybody who calls in and gives us a pledge gets in that running. So you may end up with this beautiful light.
Well,
not only that.
I can see it, and it looks very nice.
It looks lovely. And the other part is that anyone who donates during this pledge drive at all is entered into the grand prize, which has been donated by David Campiche and Laurie Anderson from the Shelburne. And it is a night and a bed and breakfast, basically, at the China Inn. And a dinner, China Beach Inn, thank you. And see, she knows. And a dinner at the Shelburne and a beautiful piece of pottery from David himself. Mm. So, folks, well, I have lots of goodies for you here, but I just want you to know that every time you call, you support Coast Community Radio, you support the arts. I love being able to announce some of the people who are supporting the arts by donating on this show. But You can donate anytime, anytime, and just let us know you support this amazing radio station. And at that, I will say a big thank you to Judy and Max from Astoria, who donated in honor of our beloved Jim Hill, who died last month. And we also, from some other good friends, I get all choked up because makes me feel good to know people care. Thanks so much to Buzz and Lisa. I love you, too. And so does Dukealicious. Okay, folks, 503-325-0010, 1-800-518-0010. If you're not going to go to the music festival, I have sitting over here an incredible handmade cigar box tenor guitar. And I think you really should come in to see it. But if you can't, you can call us with your pledge. That's a $300 pledge. And we have smaller ones, too. But that's it for now. Thank you so much, Lena, for coming in. Thanks for bringing these two. Okay, I'm going to give it a try, right? No, you say it. It's so much prettier when you say it. Go ahead. The names of our musicians.
Rosa Marie Teppo, who is the pianist.
Rosa Maria Teppo.
Teppo, yes. And she is the great-granddaughter of Jean Sibelius and Jussi Makkonen.
Jussi Makkonen. Okay, folks, there's your Finnish lesson for today. And Jussi is on cello. Cello and piano from Finland with love. An all Sibelius concert this Sunday, 3 p.m. at the Liberty Theater. The phone number there is 325-5922. But I think better you should just show up at the door and get your tickets there. Okay, thanks so much for coming in, Lena.
Thank you. And thank you for promoting the concert.
You bet. Well, it's the arts. It's what makes our area fabulous. And we're waiting for your calls. There are people sitting by, and the phones are very quiet. So go ahead and give us a call, 503-325-0010, 1-800-518-0010. The less I talk, the more you can hear my guests, and you know that's much more interesting. Here's something going out to the people of Oso and their families. This is from Jim Page.
Came to the plains, I'm told. Blow Dakota, blow. From away up east to where the weather gets cold. And there's a donation jar on a cafe counter in a little Oregon town for the children who lost their parents when the mountainside came down. And you put in your folding dollar bill and you go along your way. And you wonder to yourself how it got to be that way, how it got to be that way. And then you see the mills and the workyards with the logs all stacked in rows, and you know it's timber country, and that's how the money flows. And you see the dark green forests 100 miles wide with their roots all intertwined, holding up the mountainside, holding up the mountainside. There was a family lived on the mountainside in the beautiful evergreen shadow. And when the company came to clear cut, well, they knew there's gonna be trouble. And they took every standing tree as far as could be seen. And they must have made a fortune when they picked that mountain clean, when they picked that mountain clean. Now there were those who cried a warning with what little voice they had. Oh, but the logic of the dollar is a logic that's gone mad. with their futures held a ransom and the axe all set to fall. They would not be satisfied until they took it all, oh, until they took it all.
That's, of course, the voice of Jim Page, and singing about an Oregon slide, but we're dedicating it to the people of Oso for the horrific slide that happened there. It's beyond a slide. We need to take care. We need to take care. Well, people are taking care right here because they are making good things happen to enlighten other people. And here in the room with me, I have two such folks. Hi. You know what? That microphone's going to need to come a little closer. Sorry. And I have Tracy Abel and Watt Childress here from, well, from a lot of things, but they are from Cannon Beach and Get Lit at the Beach. And I always laugh about this because the first time that I heard about that, I thought it had to do with a bonfire. I promise you, that's really what I thought. And then I started reading about it, and I went, ooh, no, 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 no. This is literature. So, Get Lit at the Beach. What number is this?
Fourth
annual, and it is happening April 10th through 12th, which, you know, when you first wrote to me, I was thinking, oh, that's way out there. And now I just realized, holy cow,
just
that's
around the
less
corner.
Than a month away.
That's right.
So why don't you tell folks what this is about and what your roles are, Tracy?
I actually help coordinate it, and I'm also on the board of the Tolovana Arts Colony, who is the sponsor, one of the sponsors of this event.
Yeah, the Tolovana Arts Colony, which was started by two very dear friends, and that would be Billy Holtz and
Michael Burgess.
Michael Burgess,
yes,
both
ma'am.
Of whom have left this planet. Their bodies have left this planet, but their spirit sure stays on, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Two wonderful men. So tell us, and what about you, Watt? What's your role in Get Lit at the Beach?
Well, I'm on the board of the Tolovana Arts Colony, and I'm also the owner of Jupiter's Books in Cannon Beach.
Uh-huh.
And so,
right.
Yeah, and we're going to actually be selling the books there this year.
Oh, good,
yeah.
Good. Okay.
10% discount to all attendees, plus 50% of the proceeds going to the Tolovana Arts Colony.
Wonderful, so, yeah. Wonderful. So you're thick with the literature to begin with.
I try
there
to
you
be.
Go. So tell us about the festival this year. For full disclosure, I have attended. I don't know whether I've attended all three or just two, but it's been wonderful. So rich, so fun, so interesting, and meeting all kinds of people as well as hearing fantastic authors. Tell us, what's going to happen this year?
Well, this year we have five fantastic authors. Gail Tsukiyama, Karen Joy Fowler, Jim Lynch, Nancy Pearl, and of course, Terry Brooks, sort of our master of ceremonies. The dates, again, are April 10th through the 12th. On Friday, we will start with a welcome reception at the Community Hall in Cannon Beach, and that's from 5 to 7. And then on Saturday, we will have the authors' talks and book signings. And then that evening, we will also have the prime rib dinner and with Nancy Pearl as our keynote.
Oh,
we're
sweet.
Like, yeah, really excited for that.
And I want to make sure people realize it's not just prime rib.
That's true.
Yep. That's true. So
we have a vegetarian
option.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yes, of course.
And then on Sunday, we do a question and answer with the authors, and Terry Brooks will moderate that at the Coaster Theater.
So Terry, has he done it every year?
Yes.
How wonderful. And he lives right here.
He does.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good find. Yeah. That works well. What motivated Tolovana Arts Colony to do this? How did this whole thing come about?
Well, we've been an arts organization ever since Michael and Billy founded it. And the whole purpose is to connect art and artists with community. And this project evolved in part because of Terry and his wife, Judine.
Mm-hmm.
When they moved to Cannon Beach, they were interested in bringing to Cannon Beach something they had been doing actually in Maui.
Oh, my.
And it got kind of too big for everybody down there, and so what we're hoping, and what they were hoping, is to do something similar, bringing renowned authors into an intimate setting where folks can visit and be inspired, and hopefully in a way that doesn't get as big as it did in Maui, just the right size.
I'm thinking, right. Yeah. So how do people get there? What do they need to do? A website. Tell mm-hmm. us a website.
So they can register online at TullivanaArtsColony.org. Mm-hmm. They can also call me, and I can register them. And my cell phone is 206-914-1255. And we also have tickets available at Jupiter's Books, the Cannon Beach Book Company, and Copies and Facts in Cannon Beach.
Okay. Okay. And it's the 10th through the 12th. Do people need to come for the whole weekend, or how does that work?
No. So if you want to buy a full festival pass, it's $85, and that includes everything.
Okay, we're going to drop the prices, but go on. Yes.
Okay. And you can also buy a ticket just to the reception on Friday and a ticket to just the dinner on Saturday evening.
And they can do those online.
And they can. Okay. And you can also, if you just want to attend the Sunday night, Sunday event during the day at the Coaster Theater, that's free and open to the public.
Ah, is anything else going on that weekend, or this is the event for Cannon Beach, right?
That's a good question.
I don't know of anything else going
okay.
on that.
We can try to pick a weekend where it was wide open.
Certainly wouldn't be stormy weather, spring unveiling. You've got so many festivals that happen in Cannon Beach, but this is definitely a festival on its own and brings in people from all over, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah. Did you mention where the authors are from?
Two of the authors, I believe, are from California, Gail and Karen. And then Jim is actually from Olympia. I don't know if he's from Olympia, but lives in Olympia.
Mm-hmm. Nancy Pearl is from up in that
and
area.
And Nancy is also in Seattle.
I remember one time, and I can't remember her name. You'll know who she is. Her books were so scary, I had to say,
Chelsea Kane.
Yes. Chelsea Kane. Wasn't she the keynote speaker also?
She was a great speaker, though.
Yeah,
even
she
if you
was a great speaker, yes. But I said, it's terrifying just listening to you. You know, I can just imagine. So Ursula Le Guin was the guest one time, and I know she brought in people sitting at my table, came from all the way across the United States, just to have a chance to be around her as an inspiration. So this is a very exciting event because you get treated as an audience member, but then you also have the opportunity to be up close and personal with these various authors. And it's an honor. And you can talk about anything. I mean, they're not egotists. I mean,
that's true.
You know,
that's true.
It's very, it brings it together.
Well, it does. But I have to use that as a segue, Carol, to say that you bring it together here. Watching you here in the station and your whirlwind of creativity, I mean, it's part of the joy for me is this gives me an excuse to come up here.
Exactly.
And I just want to say that I am going to mention money. But I'm going to mention it in relationship to the pledge drive.
Oh.
Because last year I did this. I'm going to do it again. I'm going to put in a $100 donation for the station on behalf of Jupiter's Books. And I just.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
That's the
Thank
least I can
you.
Do. I want to do that in part just because I so much appreciate what you do here at the station. And just truly, folks, I mean, if you could see Carol, I mean, she's juggling all these balls and going out and talking to people outside the.
Today is a little crazier than usual, even because it's. That was quite a surprise. Some people I know, but. I didn't know that. So thank you very much. That would be a business membership for Jupiter's Books. And as I mentioned before, that means that, I guess we put it in your name, but you have an opportunity to possibly win this gorgeous piece of art, this Art Light by Hi-Hi Lights.
That's beautiful.
As well as anybody who donates during this entire pledge drive might end up going off to China Beach and the Shelburne Hotels. So, you know, the community, what you just did is exactly what we need from this community. And it makes me happy to be able to mention your name on the air. Not your name, but Jupiter's Books.
Well, yeah, those are perks. It's great. But I mean, but the real value is what you're doing here.
And, we're supporting one another. That's the whole, that's what makes community. And that's what's so beautiful about this festival, too. Get lit at the beach, folks. Go to TullivanaArtsColony.org. And check it out, April 10th through 12th. And that sounds like it's far away, but it's not. I'm looking up at the calendar on the wall going, yowza, I don't understand. I think it's partly because we've had such beautiful weather. it's hard to know where we are in the calendar.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, because so thank you so much, Tracy Abel and Watt Childress from Jupiter's Books for coming up from Cannon Beach to tell about yet another great art festival that's going on. So thanks
thank
so much.
Thank you for having us,
okay.
Carol.
And I have a little piece of music from Larry Moranti. He's going to be over in Oysterville at the end of the month at a house concert at Sydney's. And she wrote a book about the ghosts of that area, and he wrote a song about one of them, Mrs. Crooch. Three two five zero zero one zero one 800-518-0010.
There was a ghost in my bedroom. She died in 1892. Her husband, the preacher, could only save the child. He said he did all he could do. Well, she washed ashore with bumps and bruises and marks around her neck. And the sheriff had to rule it an accident, but he always wondered in retrospect. But I was never scared of Mrs. Crouch. When I was a boy, she was a ghost that roamed my house. I was never scared of Mrs. Crouch. The oysters were gone from Oysterville by the time the Crouches came to stay, to live at this parsonage with its brand new church for the ones here left to pray. And this new preacher's wife, pure innocence, with a voice calming as rain. In my room she'd sing her little girl to sleep when the daylight began to wane. I was never scared of Mrs. Crouch. When I was a boy, she was a ghost that roamed my house. I was never scared of Mrs. Crouch. At night I'd wake and I'd hear her singing there. When I'd open my eyes, she'd vanish in.
Okay, you're going to have to listen in. You're going to have to go and hear Larry to hear the rest of that story. Although I think he's going to be right here on Arts next week. So maybe you can check in then. That's Larry Moranti in a house concert in Oysterville. He's been here before, as you can tell. He's a great songwriter and singer. Well, now let's dip into yet another art form with which happens to be my life work here, and that would be dance. Yes, this is not a dance, a particular dance that I have done. Well, I've done it, but just for fun. I have the experts here, and they are sisters. Estelle, is that right? You're actually blood. Oh, God, look at them. Oh, for God. You take a look at these faces and you go, hello. Yes, they're sisters.
We actually are twins.
Wow. I couldn't be sure of that. But no, yeah. Leave it. That way I can tell you apart at least, sort of. Estelle Olivares is the teacher, and Celeste is her assistant.
Yes.
Now, here's the funnest part, folks. We have in the studio right now two radio virgins. Yay! two radio virgins. However, they are no longer radio virgins. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. It feels so good.
I know. I thought you would be relieved. And see, Coast Community Radio does amazing things for people, and that's one of them. Okay.
I love it.
So tonight and next week and hopefully on into the future, there are tango classes right here in Astoria at the Astoria Arts and Movement Center, which is 342 10th Street, and it's at 6 o'clock. Is that correct?
6 o'clock to 7.
Okay. So what does somebody have to do or know or where or whatever to do your class?
Well, really, you know, this is a beginning level class, so no experience required. You don't need a partner. There's no pre-registration. Just come up and have fun. I mean, really, if you can walk, this is a walking dance. You can tango.
Okay.
And yeah, I'm really focusing on the concepts and the culture and having
and
a good time.
This is Argentinian tango?
This is Argentine tango, yes.
Okay. What's your background?
Oh, my gosh. I have a performance background on stage. So does my sister. And a lot of modern dance. And we do ballet still to stay in shape and, and try to stay on top of that. And yeah, and I love partner dancing. So I have taught ballroom dance and then Argentine tango is really where my passion lies.
And how long has that been your passion?
Oh, well, since the late 90s, about 98, I started studying.
I was trying to remember, but I couldn't, when tango suddenly exploded. It's always been around, and obviously, and the music is everywhere, including in Finland, all over the world.
Yeah, there are little communities all over.
But I'm an international folk dancer, as well as modern and everything else.
Nice.
But the tango suddenly just took over, and everybody just, you know, grabbed their coats and ran. Or I should say, grabbed their high heels and ran.
The shoes.
Forget about it. That's why you don't see me doing tango. But so I'm wondering, was that about when you...
Yeah, that was definitely about the time it really started to expand. And I think that's probably why it caught my attention. It just kind of exploded from there, for sure. Definitely in the early 2000s, yeah.
Well, it's very exciting. I'm not sure why it happened, but it's certainly gorgeous stuff.
I
know it feels good to do, and
of course
the music is rich. So if somebody shows up tonight at 6 o'clock at the Astoria Arts and Movement Center, which again is 342 10th Street, it's upstairs.
Second floor,
that's 6 p.m., and you're going to do it again next week.
We'll be here next week, yeah.
And then maybe?
And then in April, we're just bumping the class back to 6:30. We may be adding a little practica time, which is just a casual social dance. You can work on what we've been practicing in the class, or if you already know tango, you can show up and do some dancing and practice what you've been working on in general. So, yeah, we really just kind of hope to build a tango community here in Astoria. It's exciting.
Wow. Well, it is exciting. Yeah. It's very exciting, and I'm delighted that you're here. You live in Portland mostly?
I live in Portland, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. But you do have connections with this part of the world.
Yeah, we do. It's wonderful. I love it.
Some of our favorite peoples, and also in dance and theater and the arts.
Yes,
so, well, thank you so much for bringing this here, Estelle Olivares and Celeste Olivares.
Thanks, Carol. You won't know
the difference, but you will know that they are no longer Radio Virgins.
That is correct. And I'm a new member. Came in today.
Oh, really? Yep. Did you become? Oh, thank you. How fabulous. 503-325-0010. If you've ever loved dance, or you love to watch dance, or you want to be a dancer, or you don't want to be a dancer, call us and do what Estelle did. She joined Coast Community Radio, and you can too. 1-800-518-0010. I'm going to put on a little piece by Max Blue, who is going to be at Gala tonight. And I've got two more sets of guests. So hang in there, folks. Give us a call while we're transitioning. Thanks. Thanks so much for coming in. Olivares Twins.
Thanks.
Thank you, Carol.
Our pasts turn out to be the shaping hand of futures formed to come. At the mercy of the pen and the reverent desire to atone, and we disregard the present as if there is only the curve of the turning road, and we wallow in our sorrow as if we have never been known to love. As if what we face off against is more than merely just a dark night of the soul. But we can wash our pain away, the way we bathed our feet, ankles deep in the Ashland Lake, and feign that we have never been defaced, as if we could ever be the same. I mean, it gets bad, but I guess someone's always had it worse. And I could choose to see the best, for better or for... Well, I guess the point is, it could always be a bit more of both. But see, I am sick of gripping with worn down hands at slippery ropes, so I will saw my anchors loose and sail on towards hope.
And while he sails on towards hope, I have sailed him right into the studio. Is this magic or what, folks? This is Coast Community Magic. Only here can something like that happen. Hi, Max Blue.
How's it going?
It's going really well. I also have Andrew Boylan.
Hello.
John Erbach.
Erbach. Hello.
I told you had the worst handwriting. And don't get too close to the mic. And Tara Kaltenbach.
Hi.
All right. And these four are here, although, let's see. Who's going to be performing tonight? Tell us.
I'm going to be performing my spoken word project, and Boy Blue.
And I will be performing my songs. I'm a singer-songwriter.
Okay. And what we were just playing was?
The last track off of my demo EP that I recorded and released last month.
Oh, good.
The poem is called To Weather Storms.
And you are from?
I'm from San Francisco.
How about you three?
I'm from San Francisco and originally from Cincinnati, Ohio.
Cincinnati, Ohio. I know what it is. It's that cowboy program. We used to air it
cowboy
here, and they would always say Cincinnati, Ohio.
You know us too well. Have you been to Cincinnati?
No. I'm from New York.
You could have fooled me.
I'm from
I don't blame you.
Jersey City.
Oh, my God. A suburb of New York. What do you know? No wonder. I couldn't pronounce your name, John Erbach. It's such a simple. And how about you, Tara?
I'm originally from Norfolk, Virginia.
Okay. So you're spread all over. And where do you two live now?
San Francisco
also,
as well.
Also, all four of you came up from San Francisco.
Yes.
Are you on a tour or?
We started a collective throwing shows and supporting musical artists and visual artists in San Francisco. And we've been playing a few shows in the past few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the latest one that we've got booked.
Well, this latest one, I don't have it in front of me because they surprised me and I'm delighted. They are going to be at Gala tonight, and it's a joint show. We have some of our local artists also performing who are opening the show. That would be Rick Vrana from the Tuesday Poetry and NACEL poet John Ciminello. And they'll be starting at 7:30, and then Max and
Andrew
are going to be coming on. So you can make your way over there. Gala is, I think it's 1017 Marine Drive. It's between 10th and 11th on Marine, South Side. And it's a wonderful venue. And you'll get to experience these four beautiful young people who are full of energy and lots of good art. And they came from San Francisco, so I'm sure you'll have lots to share with them. I wish I had more time, but as you saw, I still have one more guest, so who was actually scheduled.
Oh, no.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.
It's great.
Appreciate it.
And I really enjoyed listening to your piece, too. So I wish, I hope I can get to hear the rest of it tonight.
Thanks for playing it.
Tonight at Gala.
Okay. Hope to see you all there.
Much love.
Thanks so much. And right now I do have a little bit of music, and then Denise is coming in. And this is to celebrate the Persian New Year. This is Rumi. And the number here is 503-325-0010, 800-518-0010. If you have ever gotten any benefit from this show and you are not a member, give us a call right now. I'd love to say your name on the air, or if you prefer not, I won't say your name on the air, but you will be helping to support Coast Community Radio. Thanks, folks. Well, folks, I just want to let you know that in addition to the poets at Gala and the tango music at AAMC, the Peninsula Players' Little Shop of Horrors is tonight, tomorrow at 7, Sunday at 2 at the River City. I saw it last week. It was great. Coaster Murder on the Nile. That's Agatha Christie. How can you go wrong with that? Friday, Saturday, 7:30, Sunday at 3, and Thursday is Talk Back. Dead Ringer at the Barn Community Playhouse, and Play On at the Hannon Playhouse. Four plays going on tonight in our area. Sandtrap is featuring Freak Mountain Ramblers, and the North Oregon Coast Symphony has a concert at the Cannon Beach Community Church, and Cannon Beach, obviously. And Saturday, that's at 7, and tomorrow at 2 at the NCRD in Nehalem. And Science Acoustic Duo at Pitchwood Inn in Raymond. Voodoo, Evening Bell, and Cedar Shakes, local band. And more later, if we have time. Right now, I have in the studio Dr. Denise Reed, and holy moly,
that's who it is.
Such timing. Okay, go ahead and take the call. I'm going to keep talking while she takes the call from our guest organist, who is, that's why she's here. She's going to tell you about him and about the show tomorrow. But tomorrow, Studio 11, again, Studio 11 has Sherry Yost drawing and paintings with Glass Frit from 1 to 5. Hi Hi Lights, who is offering our beautiful drawing for today. Anybody who calls is offering a papermaking class from 3 to 5. There's a Holi Color Fest, and that's H-O-L-I. They do it in India every year. I've taken part. It's outrageous. This one's in Manzanita from noon to 2. Astor Street Opry Teen Theater auditions for Sleeping Beauty. Back to the Future at the Performing Arts Center. And guess what? Denise Reed is here to tell you about it. Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
So our artist is actually here.
Yes, he just got a call. He just came in. He's waiting for me at the PAC now to get in. I turned on his organ for him.
Okay,
so
see how hectic life can be.
Yeah.
So, I was just mentioning it. This is happening tomorrow at 2 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center. That's 16th and Franklin.
Right.
And it's called Bach to the Future, because tomorrow is two things. It's Bach's birthday, isn't it?
Right, it is. And it's a National Organ Day. Organists and in the all of the organ associations know about this. I wasn't
quite aware. Cool.
But they are. And Paul knows.
What a fantastic combination. So he will play some Bach.
Oh, yes, he'll play some Bach, and he'll talk a little bit about, you know, that, and it's such an interesting thing, and I like to talk a little bit about Bach, too. I have some, maybe you want to play a little of this, Bach Inventions. People say that if you study Bach, you're never out of time, because you can't be out of time and play Bach.
That's great, I love
and
it.
And so
Is there any number on here?
Just or one just... is fine. Okay. I know people are familiar with the inventions.
Okay.
Those are for piano.
I'm going to put this on in the background, but Denise is going to keep talking because we don't have a lot of time, and I want her to tell you what is going on.
Yes. So at 2 o'clock tomorrow, we're having a concert on the Estee organ that we're renovating at the PAC. It's Paul Teagles from Pacific Lutheran. And he has been here before. We did another concert entitled Saints and Sinners. That was November 2nd. That was 2013, right?
Yeah. Oh, it was fabulous. And the organ has gone through a lot of transformation.
It has gone through some transformation, but there's still so much to go. It's a 98-year-old instrument, and it's a living thing. It breathes, and so therefore we have to resuscitate it, and so we have to keep resuscitating it.
It's so exciting, though. And now, is Mick Alderman going to be projecting?
Right. We're going to be projecting on the screen, as we did before, the movements of the organist.
Very
the
cool.
Organist.
So
that
you know how
really fantastic.
You know, I always try to sit so I can watch the hands of the player, but this would be a little tricky. So Mick Alderman, formerly from the college, who is an everything person, audiovisual specialist as well as theater, etc., he shoots it and projects it on a screen.
Right.
So you can be sitting anywhere
in
the auditorium and you can watch Paul's hands and listen to the fabulous sound.
And we want you to come out. I was talking to someone who has a youngster who's been studying music, and this is a concert to come out. If you've been studying piano, you want to hear the organ, maybe get an idea about it. But also, there's going to be a young violinist prodigy accompanying Paul and playing sometime also. And
he's
to
like
see a young person,
student.
High school student, right.
But he's quite accomplished, I understand.
Right.
He's I wrote it down, but I'm not sure where. He's the violinist from the Tacoma Youth Symphony.
There
he's
he
like
is.
The
he's
concert
the first
master.
Concert master, right.
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. This young man.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole thing is going to be very exciting.
Yes, it is. The
and
program that they have scheduled is just wonderful. Paul deals with people who were associated with Bach, that Bach knew.
Oh.
And he also deals with a very special person in Bach's life. He does a composition by Mendelssohn. Because it was Mendelssohn that revived Bach, that it had just died, all of his music. And Mendelssohn revived it when his grandmother gave him a copy of Bach's B minor Mass.
I had no idea.
Yes,
I've never. So he's going to be telling these stories.
Yeah,
as
he's
well
going to be talking about some things
fantastic.
That are related to Bach.
And then I read somewhere Buxtehude.
Buxtehude.
I
he
love
walked
saying
250
that name.
miles to hear him.
Oh wow!
Perform Bach did.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So and Bach was just so prolific. That's the thing about it. He had to write a cantata for every Sunday. Every Sunday.
Can you
How
imagine
can you,
this?
Yes, I wouldn't have any
okay,
ideas.
Let's make sure, you know, not everybody knows who you are. So Dr. Denise Reed is the director and conductor of the North Coast Chorale. She's also a pianist and a singer. So, you know, when I'm seeing her shaking her head going, can you, and don't you play for a couple of churches?
I do, yes.
Yes.
And so does Paul. Paul does too.
Oh,
that's why his concerts, we bring him in on Saturday, and I believe he has to be back for Sunday because he's the official organist at PLU also.
Okay, at Pacific Lutheran.
Besides being a professor of organ instruction.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for bringing him here. This is at the Performing Arts Center. That's 16th and Franklin. And the partners for the PAC have are...
Right. It's a sponsor. It's a program to help support the PAC.
Yeah.
Yes.
A concert at the PAC for the PAC. So if you don't live here and you don't know what we're talking about, trust us. It's a beautiful old building that we are trying to keep alive as a performing arts center for things just like this.
Right.
And the fact that the organ is there and Denise has been spearheading the Save the Organ as well as Save the PAC. So.
You know, there are organs in Oregon that in Europe that are over 300 years old, so it's not that it can't be.
Absolutely.
Just have to, it just takes finances and it takes energy to
and,
get it
and
renovated.
Commitment.
It
just like
commitment.
This radio station.
That's
energy, money.
That's right.
Right. Okay, thank you so much for coming in, Denise. Now,
you're welcome.
And
I renewed my membership.
Hey!
I have a business membership for the North Coast Chorale here.
Oh, well,
so
thank
I
you.
That today.
Oh, right. Oh, boy. So she's in the drawing for the lights, too. Folks, give us a call right now, 503-325-0010. I should say, Denise is also a programmer here. When do you do your show?
Yes, Sunday morning I'll be doing a show.
What's the time?
7 to 9.
And then you go off and play at a church. Boy, that's quite the busy.
Yes.
That's your work day, really.
That is my work day.
Okay. Thanks so much for coming in. And I'll just tell you a couple more things that are going on. Why don't I leave Bach on in the background? And thanks to Denise for coming in. She's heading over to visit with Paul Tagles. That was great. I love it. Just as we're about to bring her on the air. We are nothing if not flexible here at Coast Community Radio. We do need your support, though. We need it right now. It's 3:58, 3:59 almost. I want to hear from every one of you who's ever cared about the arts. Well, maybe not. We only have three lines. I know that would be a hundred and thousands of you. Okay, so on Saturday, I mentioned some of the things going on. The Sand Dune has Dirty Revival Collective. The Roller Dolls, the Shanghai Roller Dolls, are at the Armory. Bay City Arts Center has a birthday party with dinner and music and dance. The Hoffman Center is featuring Anna Kesey, historical fiction writers series. And on Sunday, Liberate Your Art Sale. What a good time, 11 to 4. And there's quilting at the Columbia Pacific Heritage Museum in Ilwaco, Saturday and Sunday, from the Peninsula Quilt Guild. Sunday, don't forget, from Finland with Love at the Liberty, 3 p.m., all Sibelius. And Congregation Bait Salmon is meeting at 11 a.m. at Peace Lutheran. And Fort George is featuring Jamie Leopold and the short stories. And it is time for me to move on to Free Speech Radio News, KMUN Astoria 91.9, KTCB Tillamook 89.5, coastradio.org. Thank you so much to all of you who called in on this show or on any show. And if you haven't yet, please, please do. We need your support. Really, we really need your support. Every single bit counts. $5, $1 million, we'll take it all. Thank you, folks.